Hello and welcome. It's Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. He's a certified financial planner and the author of 6 books, including most famously, The Money Map. He's been published in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and The Hartford Business Journal. You've seen him probably as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin. He's also appeared as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. Here to share his wisdom with us today. Joel, how are you this week?
Doing great. And you know, I was thinking, what we're going to talk about today on the show is some entertainers, specifically some musicians, that have either done a great job with their money or done a horrible job with their money. I remember reading about, I don't know if I want to say, because in our area here, this person is pretty revered. But I remember reading about a celebrity that we all look up to and wasn't an entertainer, but somebody that we all know, and how they passed on. And they had one of these top estate planning attorney firms in the country doing their estate. And it was just a total disaster. It was a complete disaster. The kids all suing each other over the money. Legal fees are mounting like crazy. There was all kinds of taxes that got paid that didn't have to be paid. So we're going to talk a little bit about learning from the richest musicians about money. Then later on in the program today, we're going to be talking about you being elected as the president, or if I was running for president, what I would need to say to get elected. But you know what? It's not the president of the United States. It is your financial advisor. If I was running a campaign to be elected to be a financial advisor, maybe not for you, but maybe for the general public, what would I be talking about? So great show today. Again, we're going to have some materials that you can access later on in the program. So you might want to take a pen to be able to write a phone number down that we'll give out in a little while. But let's jump right in, John. Let's jump right into this theory or this concept of musicians being very wealthy and the lessons we can learn from them.
And we'll start that conversation with Andrew Lloyd Webber, which a lot of people may not think of him as one of the richest musicians. Well, technically, he is the richest musician in history. He has a net worth of $1.2 billion. If you're not familiar with him, he created Jesus Christ Superstar, Cats, Phantom of the Opera, all these really well-known Broadway musicals. They all, of course, continue to bring in millions for him every single year with soundtrack recordings and film adaptations and things like that. But the other interesting thing is he set up this company in the late 70s that essentially ensures that all of the profits from any of his works in any form all get funneled back to him in one way or another. So ticketing agencies, venues, when you go to see Phantom of the Opera somewhere off Broadway and you buy a Diet Coke for $9, he's getting some piece of that. Really interesting. So what's the lesson that we can learn, Joel, from Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Well, I think one of the biggest lessons here is the importance of setting up a residual and enduring income stream to make sure the paychecks are always coming in. And how many different sources did he set up that income stream from? The live theater, the playing of that music over the radio or other venues where he gets a royalty from writing the songs or from owning the songs. That's called publishing in the music business. You know, you said he set up a company back in 77 where he gets profits from the works in any form. This would be T-shirts. This would be ticketing. This would be concessions. Maybe the venues, if he can get a piece of the action from the venues that his plays are in. So this is all the importance of setting up residual and enduring income streams. I'll tell you how I personally think about my future retirement planning. Now, I'm going to be 56 in just a few months here. I don't think I'll ever want to retire. I'm told by people I get advice from that I shouldn't just retire, that it would not be good for me. I always should have something that I'm doing that's productive. But I have different buckets of money that I can turn income streams on from, turn them on, shut them off. Some are taxable, some are tax-free, some are very tax-efficient. So just like Mr. Andrew Lloyd Webber here, who has all those different income streams from his works, I have different income streams from money I've put away over the years. And I think it's just a great idea to have ongoing income streams that you can turn on and off to make sure these paychecks are always coming in.
Forget the $1.2 billion. The number is irrelevant. The point is how he's structured that wealth to make sure that he and his family are taken care of for decades to come. All right, how about Bono? We can learn a lot from Bono, too. Net worth of about $600 million. Obviously, he's made as much on venture capital as he has his music. He was actually a major investor in Facebook's IPO. A lot of people don't realize that he was an early investor with Facebook. You know, U2's 360 tour, which was a few years ago, they grossed nearly $800 million from that. It's the biggest tour in history. He has a lot of other investments, though. He has a clothing line. He has a five-star hotel. A lot going on outside of the music realm for Bono. So what do we learn from him?
Well, the big thing we can learn from Bono is diversification, not only of investments, but income streams. Bono isn't too reliant on any one thing. If his music career died tomorrow, he'd still be a multimillionaire and earn streams of income. In fact, little known, Bono and U2, when they were with their original record company, which was Island Records, when Island Records sold to PolyGram, another big worldwide entertainment firm, the band was given stock. So it's all about ownership, right? We talked about Bono being a great investor, and he's got venture capital involved. He was an original investor in Facebook, owning their own tour business. Most bands do not own their own tour business. In fact, they get money in advance from tour companies, but they don't own their own business. So very important that, number one, Bono had ownership in different businesses. This would be equal to you having ownership in stocks. You're a part owner in a business. But then diversification of both investments and income streams.
He's also diversified his sunglasses in recent years. You know, he had the same sunglasses for the 80s and 90s and early 21st century. Now he's gravitated to these more Gandhi-looking sunglasses. So
yeah, I love it when he's on David Letterman or something. He still has the big sunglasses on. I'm a big fan, but the sunglasses are a little interesting. Yeah.
All right, how about P. Diddy? We can learn a lot from Sean Combs, Puff Daddy, just Diddy. I don't know what name he's going by this week, but he has a net worth of about $540 million. The first rapper to really truly build an empire. He developed the Sean John clothing line. He owns a piece of Ciroc vodka. He calls himself Ciroc Obama in that role. Owns his own cable music network. The music business only accounts for about 20% of his revenue. So what's our lesson there from P. Diddy?
Well, the lesson here, it's interesting that we can learn from him, is the importance of investing in things that people use all the time, not fads. Those are called staples, not fads. So this means, in his case, he invested in clothing lines, alcohol, cable TV, etc., the things that people use outside of the music business, not getting caught up in things like Bitcoin and, all kinds of Beanie Babies and things like that that come and go. I remember when my kids were little, Pokemon cards were huge, and my son Brandon had all these Pokemon cards, and then overnight they become completely worthless when they were the hot collector's items. Well, you know, Sean Combs didn't get involved in those things. He got involved in things that people use all the time outside of the music business. So the importance of investing in things people use all the time. Think about blue chip stocks, the things that companies that are considered blue chip companies invest in, Procter & Gamble, all those household goods, Exxon Mobil, the fuel we put in our cars every day unless you own an electric car, food companies like General Mills, electric companies or electric utilities. Those are things that people are going to use for a long time as opposed to hot fads that can come and go very quickly.
So invest in staples, not fads. All right, one more musician we'll learn from here, Joel, and that's Dolly Parton. Net worth of about $450 million. Interestingly, while she's known, of course, for the songs that she performed herself, she also made a lot of money on songs that she wrote that other people are known for, like Whitney Houston with I Will Always Love You. Dolly actually wrote that song, one of the best-selling singles of all time. Obviously, she made a lot from her awareness of how to market her country girl persona and her story. She bought Dollywood back in the mid-80s. Obviously, it wasn't Dollywood when she bought it, but she bought this theme park and rebranded it as Dollywood. What do we learn from Dolly Parton?
I think the biggest thing to learn from Dolly Parton is patience. There's a great movie. I can't remember. It was a TV, made-for-TV movie that my wife and I watched. I think we actually watched it twice, which was her story about being a little girl and growing up in such poverty. And she was always sort of different than the other girls, but she'd hit the stage and just warmed everybody up. But it was patience. I mean, she came from, like I said, very humble beginnings, worked really hard and very slowly built herself into a success over time. If you're on the brink of retirement, your retirement savings probably just didn't show up overnight. Most people that have money didn't make it overnight. Your retirement accounts represent years and years of hard work, savings, and patience. I think of my grandfather who worked 40, 50 years coming over from Norway as an immigrant and just saved and saved and was smart with his money. Well, it was the same thing with Dolly Parton. So if you're close to retirement, you know, don't suddenly get greedy and start chasing maximum returns on your money. At some point in life, you need to focus on slower growth, being patient, and protecting your assets and your income. So it's been kind of an interesting little first segment of our program here, learning what we can learn from celebrities, particularly in the music business. But think about what we've talked about. We've talked about diversification. We've talked about investing in areas that everybody needs as opposed to fads. We've talked about owning multiple streams of income like Andrew Lloyd Webber did. Patience, all of these virtues that make people great investors. Think about Warren Buffett. Patience should be stamped on his forehead. I remember hearing him in an interview. He said, our portfolio that I own, that I control through Berkshire Hathaway, has gone down 50% seven times. Imagine you being able to hold on seven times seeing your portfolio go down 50%. Why? Patience, sticking to the fundamentals. So great, great lessons in this first segment of the program. I want to give you the opportunity. In fact, I'm going to implore you to come in and get a portfolio analysis, to get a second opinion on what you're doing. Yes, we are certified financial planners here at Johnson Brunetti. Yes, we take you through an entire financial plan. But if there's one thing that I think is urgent right now, it's getting an analysis of your investments. It's what we've been talking about. Having a diversified income stream from your investments, having your investments set up to not only give you a good retirement income today if you're retired, or if you're still working, set you up for retirement, but make sure you get through the rest of your life with a very, very comfortable income. And if you want to leave things behind for somebody you love, you're able to do that. We call it our Money Map Retirement Review, but more importantly, maybe right now, with the way the markets are acting, get a second opinion on exactly how you're set up as an investor. We can do all the financial planning for you. We can do it in beautiful ways where you understand exactly what you're looking at, but you need to get that second opinion with what's going on in the market. If you have $250,000 saved for retirement, be one of the next 11 callers to call 1-800-705-1232. Be one of the next 11 callers to call 1-800-705-1232. The team will sit down with you. We'll analyze your investments. We'll give you a beautiful report that you can go home with. You be the judge whether you want to have us help you with your investments or not. That's okay if you don't. We've been very blessed. As you know, we have offices all over the place. We want to help you in any way we can. Some people become clients. Some people don't. Again, that's perfectly okay. But get this second opinion on your investments. Call today, 1-800-705-1232.
800-705-1232 is that number. Call or text. Be sure to include your first and last name if you text. And remember, when you come in, you can pick whichever of Joel's books you want to take with you when you go. Understanding Market Corrections, maybe. Forced to Retire, if that describes you. The Money Map, probably the most popular choice for people. Again, the number, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel, you mentioned earlier that you were announcing that you're running for office, not public office. You're campaigning for the high office of financial advisor. So let's pretend like you had to campaign for your current job. You had to be elected. What would be the platform that you would campaign on, the talking points that you'd always be throwing out there in your stump speeches? So one of those things maybe would be keeping people safe, right? Keeping people as safe as possible by managing risk in their portfolio.
Well, and I'm glad you brought this up first. Safety first. It's a saying you see on construction sites. Remember, you walk to a construction site and you'd see safety first many times as a sign. And also, they would have that number of days without an accident. Well, that's kind of a good philosophy when it comes to managing risk, when it comes to planning for your retirement, when it comes to investing so that you're invested in ways to serve you for the rest of your life. So keeping some of your money safe is very important. We believe very strongly that some of your money should be safe and guaranteed. We also believe that when you have investments that can go down, like stocks, like different types of securities, that managing risk is critical. The ability to manage risk and then manage the risk of an investor doing the wrong thing at the wrong time is very, very important. So this idea of keeping people as safe as possible, I think most people want some degree of safety. It's easy to forget that when markets have gone up for a long, long time. But turn on the news today and you see the ups and downs like a roller coaster ride in the stock market. Most people are not comfortable with that. So my promise to you, I'm standing here with my bully pulpit with an American flag behind me. Not that I would ever want to run for office, by the way, but it would be to make sure that either we are managing risk completely in the assets that you have that are exposed to the ups and downs of the market, but then certainly that you have some of your money safe and guaranteed. We want a reasonable rate of return, but we want that money safe and guaranteed.
We're talking about what Joel would campaign on if he was running for the high office of financial advisor. How about this, Joel, being a uniter, uniting the different elements of your retirement plan, helping different pieces work together. Bipartisan agreement, if you will.
Bipartisan agreement. Working together in harmony. We don't see it too much in our country these days, unfortunately. We're so polarized, right and left. And I was listening to a podcast the other day, and somebody was talking about how, you know, we may have different ideas, but can't we have a respectful discourse with each other? Well, I don't know if it'll happen in politics anytime soon, but we can have it happen within our portfolio. We can have different pieces working together in harmony. And I like to say that all the different pieces of your portfolio should complement each other. They should not take away from the effectiveness of the other piece. So uniting that portfolio, building a portfolio where you might have one asset, one investment that does real well when the market's going up. You might have another investment that buffers that or complements it because it goes up when the market's going down. You might have something else where your money's completely guaranteed so you don't lose anything when the market goes down, but you get a reasonable rate of return when the market goes up. And then you tie all those pieces together. What if you're taking income, making sure that you've got some of your money to produce income while you can leave other parts of your money alone and invest it in different ways. So uniting the different elements of your portfolio, making sure the pieces work together in harmony, that would be one of the platforms of my campaign. Again, it's safety first, but then it's making sure the different elements of your investment life, including Social Security and pension, work together in harmony.
Got to think about that unemployment rate too. We have to get dollars back to work. We have a lot of lazy money out there. How do we get it back to work?
We have a lot of money that's not working. I don't mean to say that people that are unemployed are lazy, but we have a lot of dollars many times when people come in and visit with us for that second opinion that we talk about that just aren't working. It's lazy money, money sitting in the bank that people don't know what else to do with because they don't want to expose it to risk. Money in different 401ks. Sometimes there's four different 401ks that somebody has over their lifetime, and they've left money behind at different companies. They don't know that they can combine that money. They don't know they should combine that money into one simple plan. So it's that lazy money, and I love that phrase, lazy money. I think it perfectly describes the way some people have their portfolios set up. Another thing of lazy money, or another example of lazy money, would be something that you still own, some investment you still own, and you the only reason you own it because you've owned it for 20 or 30 years, but it doesn't fit your portfolio right now. So very important, we eliminate lazy money. We get every dollar that we have working hard for us to fulfill our goals. And different goals might be different for different people, but you don't want any of this lazy money.
And one final very important talking point for your campaign, Joel, again, as you're running to be elected for financial advisor, eliminating fear. Eliminate that fear people have of running out of money, and that's a big fear for a lot of people.
Well, if we do a poll of people across the U.S. over 55 years old, and I would guess it's going to be the same as it was 10 years ago, the biggest fear that people have that are over 55 is running out of money or not having enough money to support the lifestyle. So think about that. You know, we've worked and we've saved for retirement. Now what? Many of us don't know whether we're getting close to retirement or if you're in retirement, if you have the right strategy, if you have enough money to last for the rest of your life. And maybe you know you won't run out, but you want to maintain a certain amount of income. So that fear of running out of money really bothers some people. It keeps some people up at night. And if that's you, we want to help you. We can do a retirement income plan that takes away that fear. You see right on a piece of paper, on a report, a customized report for you, what rate of return you need on your investments to make sure you're not going to run out of money. Are you going to be okay? Isn't it better to find out sooner rather than later if you're in trouble when it comes to the income that you're taking? We have a plaque on all our walls. It's a little framed saying that we have in the conference rooms where we meet with clients, and it says, our goal is to take the fear out of your financial future and give you confidence in what lies ahead. That really sums up our goal in working with our clients. Now, if you're working with another financial advisor, they might have different goals, not right or wrong, but I doubt they have that stated. That really drives our whole company. Our goal is to take the fear out of your financial future and give you confidence in what lies ahead. So we've talked about this financial campaign. If I was running for not the president of the United States, but the financial advisor of the United States, and I wanted to get votes, what would be the things that I would do if I'm in office? I would keep people as safe as possible. I would unite the different elements of the portfolio, of your portfolio, by helping the pieces work together in harmony. We'd get rid of that lazy money. We'd get all your money working for you, and we would eliminate the fear that people have of running out of money. Also, back at the beginning of the show, we talked about using musicians to illustrate different financial planning concepts and even gave you some history on how they've handled their money. I would be remiss if I did not mention what's going on in the markets over the last few days and few weeks. We have seen record volatility. A lot of people are worried about losing their capital, losing their money. They're worried that if this market continues to get ugly, that the economy might slow down. Maybe even their jobs are at risk if they're still working. We want to help you with those concerns. If you have the right financial plan, you should not worry. If you have the right financial plan, you should have the confidence moving ahead without fear that you're going to be okay by sticking with the plan. If you don't have the right financial plan, you could be in trouble. So we want to help you with that. We want to walk you through this process called the Money Map Retirement Review. You've heard me talk about it before. Take advantage of this offer to get your free Money Map plan. Let me tell you what it consists of. It consists of three main components. Number one is a retirement income analysis. We'll let you know, even if you're already retired, we'll let you know if you can live for the rest of your life on the money that you have, and maybe more importantly, what rate of return do you need on those investments. Whether you're already retired or you're still working, you'll love this income analysis. Secondly, we'll do a stress test on your portfolio, an analysis that's very detailed behind the scenes, but easy to understand so you can know exactly how much risk you're taking, especially at a critical time like this. And last but not least, we put your whole financial life on one page. It's a one-page financial plan. It's why we call it the Money Map. Take advantage of this. It's absolutely free. No obligation at all. Call 1-800-705-1232. Again, that's 1-800-705-1232. We have room for another 14 appointments on our calendar. So call now. It's no obligation. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, you will love this planning that we do. We call it the Money Map Retirement Plan. Call now. We look forward to helping you.
800-705-1232 is the number to call. That's 800-705-1232. This is your opportunity to finally get that help that you need with your retirement planning. There are 10,000 excuses you could come up with for why you should do this next week or next month or next year. But the reality is, if you put it off, you're only going to continue to put it off. We've been coaching people on retirement planning for a long time. Joel's been helping people with this since the Ronald Reagan administration, and we've seen that it's really easy to put it off. So make the call. That's the hardest part, is taking that first step. From there, it gets a lot easier. Go ahead and reach out. We'll work out some of the other details later. You don't need to have a net worth statement in front of you. You don't need your financial statements in front of you right now. Just take that first step. We'll work out the details later. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick from whichever one you want. You can call or text. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. We're up against the clock. That's all we have time for this week. For Joel Johnson and everybody at Johnson Brunetti, I'm John Stillman, and we'll talk with you next time, same time, same place, right here on Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.